started a new segment we're going to do every now and then, and that is we're going to reach into the mail box and pull out your letters and see what you've got to say. I love these handwritten notes. We love the ones that come in by email and text, but I love the handwritten ones. They're also so fun to bring to the desk. So I'll read a couple of these. Dear Brandon and team, we listen to your daily radio talk show, and God has used your gifts to edify and educate the national audience. Well, we're thankful for that. The books you have written, thank you for that. And they're just, I'm not going to read it all. We're so very grateful for the outstanding research. So they're appreciating the research, all right? Here's one. I just wanted you to know that I really appreciate your programs. I tell a lot of people about them. Well, we thank you. That's one reason we're growing is people are telling others about it. I feel that you really present the truth. And in a time where the truth is hard to find, your programs are so very important. I also like House to House. I hope you continue to do more of those as well. Well, we plan on it. It's just my poor wife, she works for us full time as well, handling customer support, customer service. She oversees our warehouse and our mail room and our freeze-dried food orders, all the young people that fill those. So she's swamped, I'm swamped, but we are. Let's see, this is from, if I could read the name, I can't read the name. But looks like Holly, but I couldn't be sure. She signed her signature. That's why I can't really tell. But we are going to try to do more house to house. For those who don't know what she's talking about, my wife and I have done a home, like a home show, cooking, decorating type thing. I wanted her to do that for years. She wouldn't agree to it. She doesn't want to be in front of the camera. And then she finally said, fine, but you have to co-host it with me. So I do, and you can watch it at House to House. What is it, Logan? H-O-W-S-E-T-O-H-O-U-S-E. Our first name first. H-O-W-S-E, House to House. H-O-W-S-E-T-O-H-O-U-S-E.com. House to House. H-O-W-S-E-T-O-H-O-U-S-E.com. So we're going to do more of those. They like watching those. They liked the show we did on Little House on the Prairie. Yeah, a couple years ago, we went to Laura Ingalls Wilder's home in Missouri, in Mansfield, Missouri, did a special show from there. She enjoyed growing up and watching that. I listen to you and feel like we are on the same page about so many things. And just wanted to write and say how much I appreciate you. Well, we appreciate you. I saw one here. Look at this one. This one is from Kevin. Kevin, dear Brandon, thank you so much for your ministry and courage. I live in the UP. That would be the Upper Peninsula. Shocked I know that, aren't you folks? I live in the UP, and I first heard you while camping in a very remote place at the mouth of the Huron River into Lake Superior. Well, I know where the UP is because we've had a radio station up there for years through VCY America. And that's what he's obviously picking up here. Listen to this. There was no radio or phone service or signal except, and he underlined the word except for 104.3 out of, Barga, Michigan. How did this happen 8 years ago, he says, ? Well, my friends, I listen just about every day. Thank you so much for reaching out to us in the UP. ... Well, thank you, Kevin. Well, what are the odds? You're up there in the UP, remote, no cell phone service, no signal for radio, but you all of a sudden pick up 104.3, hear our show 8 years ago and listening regularly. Wow, I love that. Maybe that was providential. This person's got some beautiful handwriting. Let's see. I'm writing to you to wish you a very happy birthday. Thank you. That was April 26. I was in an automobile accident at the age of 4. With consequential brain injury, having visual and hearing impairedness accompanied by episodes of high pain levels. I have been isolated from mainstream activities. From my earliest memories, I have always felt our Lord Jesus near me, for which I will always be eternally grateful to Him. Christian radio is the fellowship with the body of Christ, which sustains my courage. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you. This is from... it looks like Diana, it's her name. And, I got a recording the other day from the network that carries my 60 shows, my show, it's their 60 stations, VCY America. They had their share-a-thon the other day, and Dalton over there was nice enough to send me, I guess what he said was the first call where they take callers and whatnot for the 3 days. Their first caller was a lady that was, I think, in her 80s. Well, I know she was in her 80s. And I want to say she was 82, 83, somewhere there. But she was in her 80s. And she was in great pain, bedridden, kept the radio on 24/7. And she specifically mentioned my show and the show that comes on after me, Crosstalk, and how much she appreciated those two shows. And how much the Christian radio station, VCY America, meant to her to have that on by her bed 24 hours a day. She turns it down at night, but she keeps it on because sometimes she wakes up in the middle of the night, can't sleep, and the beautiful Christian music, which was the very traditional Christian music. If you're listening to the contemporary stuff, you wouldn't be able to sleep or go back to sleep. So this is very traditional Christian music, and she talked about how it ministered to her. But I was humbled that she mentioned specifically my program and Crosstalk, Brandon House and Crosstalk. She listens to those two shows that are back to back, and how much she appreciated them. So that was it's wonderful to know how many people, whether it's our friend Diane here that had an injury at age 4, or this lady who's largely bedridden, so appreciates the broadcast. So many people that, you know, are limited in their mobility, whether it's radio or television, Lindell TV, we hear from an awful lot of them. Absolutely. I heard from a friend of mine my wife heard from someone the other day gave me an update on a gentleman. He's a friend of, I consider him a friend. He's been listening to our show for many, many years. I had the chance to visit with him extensively in person in Madison, Wisconsin, when I was speaking a few years ago. If I remember correctly, he was an engineer. If I got the story right, it's been a few years. He was an engineer, had a stroke, and was left in a wheelchair. He was an insatiable reader, huge library. And it impacted his speech, but I visited with him. And he listens to our show every day, and I think about him often. I've called him at least once since then. I got his number. I've called, checked in with him. It's been a while. I was thinking about him the other day. My wife said I was talking to one of the people in handling customer support, and she mentioned that the gentleman, you remember him, Brandon? I was like, yeah, I remember him. And she said he still is a regular listener on radio, and I think now has picked us up on Lindell TV. So we have a lot of folks that have special needs, that have had injuries, whatnot, and they have limited mobility. And our program, whether it's television or radio, is a big, big part of their life and giving them information and comfort. And so, you know, we get a lot of letters where people say, I feel like I know you because I listen to you every day or watch you, and I have for 10, 15, 20 years. Well, I totally get that. I have people that I've listened to like that for years and years. I've never met in person, but I feel like I know them because I hear them talk about their family and their pets. And you feel like you know them, but I've never met some of these people that I'm particularly one individual I'm thinking of. I've never met him, but I feel like I know him because I've spent so many years listening to him. And so I totally get that. What's fun is when we have our annual conference, like in the Ozarks, our 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up the middle of October, and we're going to get the website up where you can register. We thought we would have that done by yesterday, but we had a computer crisis we've had to deal with, but we'll get that up and you can register. But in the meantime, you at least mark the date down. Friday night, October 14th. It's Friday night, October 14th, our Ozarks conference at Lake of the Ozarks began, our 19th annual Ozarks conference. Friday night, October 14th, Saturday the 15th, and then Sunday morning the 16th is worship. And it's going to be myself, Patrick Woods, Mike Lindell, Leo Holman, Annie Cyrus, Dr. Peter McCullough, Roger Stone, Terry Turchi, and Dr. Andy Woods. And I'm looking at maybe inviting one or two more. But at that national conference, it's not uncommon that people that would be my first chance to meet many of them in person for the first time. And we have alumni, some of them, and I recognize a lot of them, and I've gotten where I can even remember some of their first names, like my buddy Bernie. Bernie shows up every year, and I got where I know Bernie. And so every year I say, hey, Bernie. So there's a few of them I definitely have gotten where I know their first names, and because they've been showing up for so many years. Of course, Brian, and I can start going down the list of some of the people that are there every year. You can count on it. But for some of them, it's their first time. And they've spent, you know, some of them a year, some of them several years listening. And what's really fun is that for some of them, they have listened so much and know about Delta and Logan and everything, that when they meet you, they hug you, and then they start talking to you like you're next door neighbors. And then they finally realize and they say, you know, I'm talking to you like I really, really, really know you because I feel like I really do. And I said, well, that's fine. I totally get it. But that's a compliment. That's a super high compliment. And we want you to know that whether we have ever met you in person or not, we consider you a part of our listening family. And we want you to consider us your friend. But I love the letters from the folks that are maybe more homebound and how much the program, radio or TV, means from them. Here's a great card from Mildred. Sent me a card. I still got birthday cards coming in. Here's one from Shirley, and then we'll go to Dr. Woods here in a minute. Didn't know the day your birthday is. If this card arrives after my wish for blessings for you and my prayers. I know you have Delta. I know you love Delta so much. Yeah, I saw you turn your head toward me when I said your name. I know you love Delta so much. I didn't have any cards with dogs. I hope you like this one. Oh, I hope you like mice. Oh, it's got mice blowing bubbles. So many people mention your name, Delta. You know that? A lot of folks mention your name. Yeah, there's one lady that sends her a $10 check every month for toys and bones. A couple more here. Let's see here. Oh, look at this. This is from Dan and Mary. Yeah, us. ... exclamation point. I know who this is. God bless you and your family and all your guests and workers. Roger Stone is a hoot. ... exclamation points. I love Mike Lindell. Tell Mike Lindell we love him too. We have WVW TV and Lindell TV on my truck. Huh, I wonder if that means like advertising is what it sounds like. Here's another one with beautiful handwriting. Elaine, she's from Oklahoma. She got pretty handwriting. That's one thing I wish I had. I highly value your programs that I see and hear on frankspeech.com, which is where I discovered you last August. What a gem you are. Well, that's nice, Eileen. You hear that, honey? You're the best. Wow. You know what, Eileen? Why don't you write me every day? Look at that. That makes a guy feel good. Better than any of the Fox News hosts. That's three compliments in a row, Eileen. Keep them coming is all I can say, Eileen. Thank you for what you're doing for our country and the kingdom of God. Sincerely, Eileen. I won't give last names. Now you know why I love these cards, right? And they're handwritten, too. Dear Brandon, Melissa, and family, I just want you to know I want your family to know how sad I was to hear that you had to put your precious Shih Tzu down and say that final goodbye. I know she will be missed. We've heard you had to say goodbye to two of your fur babies, both over 13. We have had to say goodbye to two of our fur babies, both over the age of 13. Now we have a Shih Tzu, is that a Shih Tzu Rat Terrier? Who is 18, good night, 18, but doing very well and loved for sure. This is, I want to say Leanna. That's what it looks like. Yeah, I had to put the Shih Tzu, 11-year-old Shih Tzu, to sleep a month and a half or so ago, and that was horrible. It was really my daughter's dog, which turned into my wife's dog, which all the dogs do if she feeds them or does anything with them, they turn into her dog, which is why she wasn't allowed to do any of that with Delta. Delta stayed with me and away from her for the first several months of her life until I was sure that I had brainwashed Delta thoroughly, and she bonded with me. Now she's totally my dog, but my wife is like that. Kids and dogs love my wife. But yeah, I got appointed to take the Shih Tzu, who was failing bad, to that. And people say it's the last nice thing you can do for your pet. That's true. But man alive, that little Shih Tzu was sitting up on that table. And the funny thing is the dog liked me and all, but didn't have too much to do with me because it wasn't really my dog, except for when it was scared. When it was scared, it would find me and come to me. So apparently it knew I was the head of the pack. But I put that dog, and we've had the same veterinarian for years, basically a kind of a country veterinarian. I love him, love him, love him. And great guy, he and his wife. But anyway, I put that dog, he's had to put a lot of my dogs to sleep over the years, put that dog up on the counter and had my arms wrapped around that dog like this, holding her as close as I could. And So the doctor had her little leg right there, and she pull that lower third down. They can't see what I'm doing there for a second. There we go. So I had her like this, holding her real close to my chest and making sure she felt safe and loved. And so he puts that needle in the first one that makes him sleepy, you know. And it was like she was saying thank you. So my hand was right here, and she was licking my hand as she finally laid down and went to sleep. Ugh, horrible. I hate doing that. But it was like she was saying thank you because she was starting to suffer. So anyway, thank you for the notes from those who sent in mentioning that. That was about a month and a half, 2 months ago. All right, well, I guess that's about all I can. Thank you for the time and research, interviews, and presentations you put forth to connect the dots and get out the truth. It gives me the ability and encouragement to talk with Christians and non-Christians about what's going on and to give glory to Jesus Christ that he has made a way for us to be secure in him. I pray for God's protection and strength for you and your family, as well as those you interview. Excellent. Well, thank you. I love these letters. I love them. I love reading them, and I hope you enjoy. Here's one from Karen Kingston. It has to be Karen. Happy birthday, Brandon. I hope you know how much you are loved and appreciated by the Patriots, including me. I am very blessed to know you and call you colleague and friend. With love and respect, Karen. That's Karen Kingston. That's Karen Kingston. So anyway, that's the mailbox for this episode. Every week or two, I'll bring you that. I have a big box all those go into, so I have years and years of those. All right, anyway, you can give us feedback at frankspeech.com if you like the mail section. I like the mail section, but then again, why wouldn't I like it? You hear the nice things people say. It's sometimes the comments at frankspeech.com under the player I don't want to read. But anyway, you can tell us what you think if you like the mail section.